So I asked him, I said, what if y'all get to church, and I'm going to close with this. Y'all get to church on Sunday morning, which is Wednesday. You walk up in the church, and the praise team, musicians playing, the praise team singing, y'all steady. Y'all keep looking at that door. And y'all keep looking at that door. And they'll sing another song. Maybe come out. I'll send back there to the humble bearer. See if they got it. No, he ain't made it to the office yet. Y'all finally get out to the house. I'm still in the bed. What would y'all think? What would y'all think? Y'all wouldn't think y'all gonna say something. I don't believe it. I don't believe he did that. Well, I don't believe you did that. You see, and when I said that, they grabbed him out. Oh, I never thought about that. I said, it's just as important for you to be here as for me to be here. And when we get it, but see, we wonder what we create problem because we don't understand the importance of being faithful and being committed and being teachable and use things and do it decently and in order. We know people have to be away sometime, but some people be away all the time. Some people hadn't been back since Kobe showed up, thinking they dodging it. Don't know it was in the house with them. Waiting for the moment to pounce on them. And when it does, they don't know what to do. But I got something for Kobe. He showed his ugly head up. I had something, still got something. You ain't touching this body. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anybody listen to what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not to forsaken of the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but it do what? That's what I'm doing. Exalting one another. And so much the more you, as you see what? The day approaching. And boy, if we ain't seeing it, it's here. Huh? And I'm telling you, you better heal your pastor. There's some stuff about to come on this earth, you better know Jesus. You better know how to use that name. You better know how. You better be getting on that prayer line, learning how to, and do everything you can, because you're going to be calling somebody. Pray, pray, pray. And sometimes you come to call somebody to pray, it's too late, because you done got too far to the finish line. So I would be negligent if I didn't tell you the truth. That's why every believer ought to know how to walk. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, Usher. Praise be to Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Sorry I made you miss 15 minutes, Matlock. You get old. Hallelujah. 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 I am God inside-minded. I have his thoughts. I think thoughts after him. I act like he act. I've learned his way. How do you learn him? I learn them through the word and prayer. Hallelujah. Stand up with me, everyone. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you so much for who you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for all you have given us. Thank you for teaching us how to sow and reap. that we may enjoy the best you have given us. You have given us abundant life. You said it. The thief cometh only to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And we thank you for this abundant life. You said in your word that Jesus said that you know the grace of God, how that you, though you were rich, yet for your sake, our sake, you became poor, that through your poverty we might become rich. Then you told us you love a cheerful giver. You said the one that sows sparingly will reap sparingly, but those that sow bountifully will reap bountifully. You love a hilarious, prompt to do it, cheerful giver. And then you said when they do it, you multiply. Not only do you multiply the seed, but you multiply the seed sown by adding some more to it that we can have a bunker crop. All that our crops and our harvest overflows. And this is the year for restoring taking place. Thief been found. He been stealing from us, but we found him. And you say, if he be found, we are commanding him, you got to pay us sevenfold. Hallelujah. Not only are we getting what you stole from us, but you stole it from our ancestors. We're getting it too. In the name of Jesus. You giving it up because you don't have no choice, and we are talking to you in the name of Jesus, and we're commanding you to let go of it now in Jesus' name. And we release angels, our angel that serves us and minister for us. Go get our harvest. Go get our money. Go get that which he has stolen. And we call it into this ministry, into the work of the kingdom of God. And Father, we give ourselves and become responsible stewards that have been granted wisdom to handle these matters in these hours. That we know how to do this. We know how to hear from you and know how to follow. That we're not getting it to do the same thing he's been doing with. We're going to make sure that we get this in the work of the kingdom. That everything is fully supplied. Go and do and be and say it everywhere, and everything need to be said everywhere we need to go and do everything we need done. That need finance to get it done. We have it. And we are getting it done, and we are not begging nobody. We are not begging bankers and nobody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you're our banker, you're our source, you're our God, and we look to you in this hour, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. We don't look to get screwed over. No, we look to get to you who is our source. We get out there in that field, they take advantage of us. But no more of it. Thank you for wisdom to handle these matters and to stand strong in the faith. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We use them where we get the benefit from them, not they using us as guinea pigs. No, no, no. We are king kids. We are royalty. We are new breed. We're in the family of the redeemed. We are God. We are your own possession. Your name is stamped on us. We carry your name. We are your name. Because you stamped your name on us, and that's who we are. The body of Christ. The redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A new breed, a new race, a new kind of man, new species, a God. Inside-minded people that thinks like you, talk like you, believe like you, stand on what you stand. Stand up and speak it out and do it. And we thank you that it's done now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.